Snakes. Landmines. And grass fires. A podcast about real estate.
Okay.
We're broadcasting.
Yeah, right.
We're broadcasting to the world.
Hello, everyone. Once again, we're here at another episode of Snakes, Landmines, and Grass Fires, here with Mr. Lester Langdon, famous broker in Houston, Texas. And this is Kay Langdon talking to you, and I am queen of the Poodle Ranch here in Houston.
And a real estate broker.
And a real estate broker
And
as well.
I am the ranch hand.
You're the ranch hand, and you do a great job, honey. Thank you.
So what's new at the Poodle Ranch?
Oh, let's see. We're getting ready to go to the big, big poodle show, worldwide poodle show.
How many poodles will be there?
Almost 1,000 poodles.
Oodles of poodles.
Yes, but no poodle strudel. Because they're all very valuable poodles. So what's our topic today, Lester?
How to find a good deal.
Ah, this is going to be a good one. Or maybe not. I don't know. Are there good deals out there still?
Well, to find a property and add value, we should look for properties which need repair or which do not offer features that are now popular. You can add covered parking, additional storage, make it pet friendly, such as covered dog runs. What do you think of that idea?
Oh, I love that idea.
You know, a lot of people have dogs. A lot of people have poodles.
Yes, they do.
Fortunately for you.
Right.
And make it gated and locked or add fencing. Resize windows to add light. Add accent lighting behind ceiling crown molding. Add skylights. Install Wi-Fi door locks. Add outside lock boxes for your deliveries. Add outdoor Wi-Fi internet real-time video that you can see on your phone. Lots of ways to do this. So you can find properties that are economically obsolete and make them different.
Right. And that would be a good deal because you could then add additional features and make money that way.
Ideal. A good deal being the key word.
Right. Good deal. Right.
So there are many features to add value which do not require repairs. They're just add-on features. As the city changes and properties get older, buildings can become functionally and economically obsolete, and this can create an opportunity to add value to a property. You can also repurpose the use. As an example, you can find a multifamily property on a loud freeway, which makes it hard to get high rents because people can't sleep at night because of all the noise. And you could, if you repurpose it, you could maybe get higher rent. You can change it to a commercial use, such as retail or office space. But leave the bathtubs. Otherwise, the city inspector will require changing all the wiring from residential wiring to commercial specs.
Oh, no.
Just add a bookcase on top of the bathtub after the inspector leaves. Actually, some business tenants travel long distance to work, and they may prefer a shower on site instead of traveling home before their next appointment. I do know of a sixplex multifamily apartment property on the 610 loop near the Astrodome, and it's too loud for the tenants to sleep. So I'm considering converting to white collar offices and adding signage for, let's say, an insurance agent or a law office or an accountant. And I'm going to buy the land next to it for additional parking. And again, we're going to leave the bathtub and put a bookshelf on top.
So, yeah, that'll cost you some money, but
we can raise the rents, and then once the rents are stabilized, we can go back to the bank and refinance and get our money back. Or we can just sell it and do a tax-deferred exchange.
There you go.
So, yes, repurpose the function of the building can cost some money, but do a careful analysis of your forecast in your spreadsheet. You may need to hire an architect who knows current building codes and who knows how to get city occupancy permits and who understands the American Disabilities Act.
Now, if I have to change my repurposed building to match the American Disability Act, that'll cost a fortune. How do you get around that if you're changing it to an office building?
That's why you hire the architect who knows all the building codes and how to deal with that. There may be some aspects of the building that are grandfathered in, or if the downstairs purpose is the same as the upstairs purpose.
What about an elevator?
Or you may not even need to put in an elevator. If the upstairs purpose is the same as the downstairs purpose, there would be no need for somebody in a wheelchair to go upstairs.
I see.
I recently saw an office. I recently read. Let me start over. I recently read. Edit. We don't have to tell them why we're laughing. We can edit that out, right?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
I think he was meditating.
I've never heard so many ums in one thing. Should we just
leave this in the podcast?
No. Because people won't get the joke.
So I recently read that an office building was converted to self-service storage units. Very interesting repurpose. In the advent of Amazon, retailers are using overnight delivery distribution, and some retailers are wanting space for storage and packing areas. Thus, we can look for a retail strip center or an office building with land behind it or adjacent to the rental unit. We can just add storage units such as shipping units or modular storage spaces and add lights and insulation with air conditioning. Cool idea, huh?
That is a cool idea.
A retail strip center had land in back to add a storage ship container to the back door. Thus, the retail store now had a warehouse room for inventory to service their online sales efforts.
Oh, you just put one of those big container things in the back.
Yeah.
And park it. Oh, yeah. That's a cool idea.
Yeah. You can find multi-tenant warehouses and add a nice retail showroom in front with decorative ceramic floors and recessed lights or pin spot gallery lighting.
That sounds like another excellent idea. Yeah. Boy, you are just the man with all kinds of brain power.
I have vision.
Yes, it takes some vision and go in there and some creative out-of-the-box ideas.
But it also takes some footwork because you have to get in the car and get out of the car and look around.
Yep.
It takes a little time and effort. So my note to you is that you will need to drive and look at hundreds of properties and meet with a lot of hungry owners. So after you remodel and you do get stable higher rents, you can, of course, refinance and get your cash out, or you can sell with a 1031 tax-deferred exchange if you own it for 1 year.
Okay.
You can't do it at 1031 if you own it for less than 1 year. And we can learn from new concepts such as WeWorks. Have you ever heard of WeWorks?
No, I never heard of WeWorks.
This is a new trend, and it gives businesses the opportunity to share office spaces and have a conference room and meeting rooms and all the new electronics.
Oh, but I've heard it under a different name, Executive Office Centers.
Now, WeWorks is the new name for the new trendy hi-fi electronic cooperative meeting rooms or executive offices.
Okay.
It's basically a communal office small business center. There's also now a new trend called co-living centers that have sprouted in several major cities. It's sort of like a high-end dorm for adults wanting urban living with friends.
No, I already did that whole deal in college. I don't want to go do that again.
No, that was the dark ages.
Very funny.
There are several projects to convert warehouses to business incubators. The Texas Medical Center has converted the building to an entrepreneurial development center for medical technology centers. And I walked through there. There was just some really cool businesses in there. Several cities have esports stadiums with giant screens to show team high-tech battlefields, and it has seating for spectators who may also have laptops. Know that the largest events in the world, the 10 largest, are esports events, larger than the NBA and the NFL combined. I just recently started looking at this.
That's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, and it's astounding. But to participate, you don't have to be big and strong and coordinated.
Really?
That's why so many...
Which is like most of us.
Yeah. So this is one of the reasons it's growing so fast. When Microsoft introduces its xCloud, it will explode again. xCloud will allow players to play without a special lever console like an Xbox. And players will be able to play in the virtual battlefields on every device, even their mobile phone.
Oh, my goodness. Some of these kids will never come into the real world. They'll just live in the e-world, you know?
Well, the owner of the Houston Rockets basketball team, I believe his name is Fertitta, he purchased the Houston franchise with the rights to play Overwatch, which is a battlefield game, and he purchased that franchise for $12 million. Dallas already has an esports stadium, so you could convert your bar or your restaurant and charge for tickets for their weekend esports qualifying tournaments, and the building can be remodeled and designed for tenants who have an interest in esports. You could also convert a warehouse for esports events or indoor drone races. Do you know what drone races are?
Yes, I do. Those little flying things or those little robot things. What's that show that you watch all the time?
What's the name of that show? It's like drone drag racing, you know?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know the name of the show. The World Drone Races is what it's called.
What about that show where the robots beat each other up?
That's interesting. That's a cool idea. We could design a warehouse for battle zone wars or whatever.
What is that
Battle Bots is the name of that.
Yes.
Cool. That's actually a pretty cool idea. I'll have to think about that.
Battle Bots.
And so if you do have a special events facility, you need to add a burger restaurant. Or you can start with a food truck.
No.
So you could also convert a large warehouse into a farmer's market with good lighting, or a flea market, or an antique market with spaces rented to dealers. But you got to be sure to have good parking. I saw a warehouse that has a big room to walk and train your pedigree dog by walking in a circle around a room. And you've been there.
Yes, I have.
How's that working? I mean, not for your dogs. How's that working for the people that own the building?
Oh, there's people there every day. They have classes there every day.
And they charge money by the session, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You got to pay to walk your dog in a circle?
Well, it's show training. It's not just walking your dog in a circle, okay? You're training your dog to learn how to show itself and walk in a circle.
It looks to me like people walking a dog in a circle.
Well, pretty much that's basically what it is, yes.
The point is there's numerous ways to add value. Go drive by and look for problems. Do not buy a property that only needs carpet and paint. You know, we're sometimes told to update the kitchens and the bathrooms, but these are just cosmetic changes. You need to add modern features. However, you know that there are thousands of home buyers out there wanting just cosmetic issues.
Right. So don't go with the trend of going to the gurus and listening to what they want. Get a little creative and go do your own thing.
Yeah, there's hundreds of home flippers who want to buy homes with easy fix, but they don't have any creative vision. These buyers are competing and they're marking up prices on the fixer-up homes. They do not have the experience nor the vision to find the better opportunities. More importantly, I suggest there's various types of current properties with economic and functional problems that can be improved by changing the purpose and the type of the property.
And if somebody wants to find one of these or needs help with creative vision, we know who to call. And it would be Lester Langdon at 281-236-8189 or Houstonius.com. That would be HoustonIUS.com.
Gosh, you're good at that. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.